Hey everyone, I'm Leif Bakken, and it's time for the Montana News and Ag here on the Northern Ag Network. I can't believe it, but it's November already, and some ranchers are in the process of weaning calves and hauling them to the sale, and others are pregnancy checking in preparation for winter. Part of that winter preparation is making sure that hay and feed supplies are ready for what the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting will be a mild winter. Hay supplies seem to be in better shape for some producers, but hay is always in demand. Just because it's going to be a mild winter doesn't mean that producers are going to feed any less hay. Alfalfa hay prices in Montana are ranging from $125 to $165 per ton, but like anything, it all depends on the quality and amount available for sale. Whether you buy hay or have your own, it is recommended to get a feed analysis and find out what supplements are available or lacking in that feed source. This allows for planning and distribution of supplements to the herd and helps ease the pressure on the checkbook. As long as snow cover keeps off the fields, an option for producers is to turn out on stubble fields and winter wheat. And even though those fields will be good for energy and fibers, protein is a key factor as we transition into winter. Winter feeding is important. MSU Extension beef specialist Megan Von Emmen says lick tubs and distiller's grains make for great protein options, since pasture forages only provide 4-6% of the protein needed. But as mentioned before, a feed analysis should be done to make sure your herd is getting what they need.
Maybe you're overfeeding some areas and underfeeding in others, especially with like a distiller's grains or some of those byproducts, which can have like a high sulfur content, where we might need to make up different mineral selection to help make up for those high sulfur contents, and then with extra copper and zinc and things like that.
But producers shouldn't forget about the most important and critical thing in their herd's diet.
Water drives intake, so as long as you can maintain that water source and it's a clean, good water source, your intake's gonna be okay too. That's especially in those winter months.
Coming into fall and winter is the chance to condition the herd and bulk them up before applying more proteins and energies to help support the cow and calf in the third trimester, especially in the dead of winter. As we approach winter, consider all the options available. Check hay content, look into the use of beet pulp, DDGs, or other feedstuffs, and look at supplementing vitamins and trace minerals to the herd. And of course, don't forget about that water. Water intake controls feed intake, so a good clean water source is crucial to the feeding demands of the herd. Also remember that your local extension agent is there to help with ration decisions and to lend a hand. Well, that's going to do it for this Montana News and Ag. Here on the Northern Ag Network, I'm Leif Bakken.